smartphone.
Part of the KM Group.
KMFM, it's 1 o'clock. The latest news now with Joanna Earl.
More than 40 people have been killed after a bus crashed with a lorry in southwest France. Most on board were pensioners on a day trip. Oliver Wadsworth regularly drives the route where the collision happened. He says the road can be dangerous.
It's quite a windy, narrow road, typically around the area. We're surrounded by vines and it's fairly up and down and windy, so it's no surprise. To a certain extent that there's been a big accident.
This is KMFM News.
Knife crime in Kent has increased by almost a third over the past 5 years, according to figures given to KMFM. Kieran has the details for the update.
Well, figures given to KMFM show there were more than 900 recorded offences involving a knife or sharp weapon last year, up from just over 700 in 2010.
I've stabbed people, several people, not just with a knife, whatever was to hand, like a screwdriver, and so I had a lot of violent clashes with other violent people.
That's Lennox Rogers from Greenhithe, who started carrying a knife when he was 19. The 52-year-old has also spent time in prison and now runs a crime prevention charity in Dartford. He says more needs to be done to stop people carrying weapons.
It takes everybody working together. Parents need to be empowered. Measures need to be put in place for teachers to help them. We need to see, as a community, that it's not tolerated.
Well, in the summer, tougher penalties came into force, meaning adults caught twice with a knife on them face a minimum of 6 months in prison. Superintendent Simon Thompson is from Kent Police.
We take it extremely seriously, and we take a robust approach to knife crime. Those that do carry knives should know that we will not tolerate it, and we will actively seek prosecutions for carrying knives.
You can listen to more of that interview with Lennox. We've tweeted it via at KMFM News.
KMFM News.
Road rage killer Kenneth Noy is going to stay behind bars after the Justice Secretary blocked moves for him to be moved to an open prison. The 68-year-old is serving life for stabbing Stephen Cameron on an M25 slip road at Swanley in 1996. A parole board had suggested he could be transferred to open conditions. Former Kent Police Detective Nick Biddis is pleased that won't happen, though.
These people live their life by crime and therefore should accept and understand that if they get convicted of murder, then the light at the end of the tunnel is not for them. They should remain inside. And that's always been my view.
The chief executive of TalkTalk has apologised to customers after the company's website was hacked for the third time this year. Bank account and credit card details could have been stolen in the cyber attack. Two 16-year-olds are among four people arrested after £1,000 worth of heroin and cocaine were discovered in Thanet. Officers seized the drugs from a property on the high street in Margate, along with £1,000 worth of cash. The girl and boy have been bailed until December, along with a 17-year-old boy and a woman who's 38. And Adele's first new song in 3 years has had a huge reaction on Twitter. The single and video for Hello were released this morning. You can watch the video at KMFM Official on Facebook. Adele's album 25 comes out on the 20th of November.
KMFM Sport.
Football and Gillingham will be hoping to stay at the top of League One when they face Southend this weekend. They'll be playing at home for the second time this week, following their 2-1 win against Scunthorpe on Tuesday. Assistant boss David Kerslake says they know the opposition will put up a fight.
We know they'll be more than organised with Phil Brown. They'll come here and I think they'll probably have a go at us as well. So it should be a good game.
That's the latest. You can also keep up to date on your smartphone, tablet and PC with kentonline.co.uk.